You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy. Josh in today, filling in for Dom. We'll be doing the Mix 100 Fun Money again at 8:30 today. Get you qualified there. More information at mix100.com. Text line is open if anybody wants to text. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. A lovely message from Penny already this morning that says, "Good morning, guys. I'm really excited for your show. You two are always so fun." Aw, Penny likes you, Josh.
Kisses, hugs and kisses.
Penny likes you.
Oh, it's so sweet of her. I love that. Thank you, Penny.
That's very, very nice, Penny. And Josh is single, so.
You want me to touch on some sports real quick like Dom
if
normally does?
If you want to.
Just real, real.
You're dying
real
to.
Well, okay. You know me, Jerry. You know me. Come on.
Here's Josh on sports.
Well, real quickly, the Rockies did win. They were playing the Arizona Diamondbacks. They won 7-5. They are now a fantastic 3-8 on
Whoa.
The season. I know,
wow.
Right?
I didn't have my baseball sound here.
What do we got? The
Hold on. I got to play it.
There we go. And then your Avalanche will take on the Minnesota Wild tonight. There we go.
Right.
Josh on sports.
Wait, 30 seconds. Wait, I'll give you a little bit more time.
Okay.
Because you're a golf guy. There's a big golf thing going on, right?
Yes, there is. It's Masters Week, and it is one of my favorite times of the year where I am pretty much glued to the TV for a week straight because they do practice rounds. I watch the practice rounds, Jeremy.
Nerd.
That's how I know. It's pretty terrible.
Nerd.
But I have tried to get tickets. You can actually sign up, and they do a drawing for tickets every single year because they're expensive. They're very.
What are we talking?
I mean, thousands of dollars.
Really?
Just for the
like
tickets.
Super
that's
Bowl
without
money?
Travel. That's without staying there. Thousands and thousands of dollars. My uncle is one of the very fortunate guys who has gotten drawn and was able to go last year. Didn't pick me. Thank you. But because you get a pair of tickets.
Okay.
But yeah, it's Masters Week. Tiger Woods is back. He's going to be playing. And Tiger Woods is just, he's good for golf. He is so good for, he is golf. So
I got to tell you, I'm not a big golf guy. I'm not a big sports guy, just in general. But golf, not a chance. I am so out of my comfort zone because I went onto Netflix and I started watching that series called Full Swing.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is a two-season, I don't even know what you called it. Is it a documentary?
Essentially,
they
follow along
some
certain players.
They're following golfers around. Mm-hmm. And I've got to tell you, I am completely 100% hooked on this series.
It's so good.
I am now finding golf quite fascinating, when in the past I thought it was boring.
Yeah.
But the lifestyle of these guys and
ridiculous,
playing
right?
at these beautiful, world-class golf courses and driving around in new Escalades, flying on private planes, beautiful
it's
wives.
Amazing.
I mean, the lifestyle of these golfers.
Dude, I should have been a golfer. Okay, thank you. Yeah, first of all, if you got sons or daughters out there, I mean, seriously, put your kids in golf. It's amazing.
Yeah?
It's,
just glossed right over that, didn't you?
Well, we're just going to keep moving on. No, it's... No, it's so cool, man. And that show actually is
That's really neat.
Like you said, it is on Netflix. And shout out to my buddy, Wyndham Clark. He is now a major champion on the golf
tour.
What's
your name dropping?
PGA. Well, he's on the season two. So
I know him.
It's really, really cool to be able to. Well, I know him. He doesn't know me, but I know him.
My buddy?
It's cool, man.
Why'd you call him your buddy?
Well, we went to high school together.
He's not your buddy. He's just a guy you went to high school with.
Ex-buddy then, okay? Yeah, we're not buddy-buddy talking all the time. But it's cool to see a high school classmate. There you go. Is that
better for you?
High school classmate who is featured on that show now, and he's doing quite well for himself.
That's
doing quite
cool, man. I got to tell you, the one other takeaway from that program is if you watch it on a really giant, big TV... The colors.
Humble brag for you. Giant big TV that I have in my basement.
85 inch that I have in my kitchen. The colors are so vibrant and beautiful. And it's just, you know,
exactly.
A testament again to the well-groomed golf
courses. Well, think about this.
Courses.
If you do get good enough at golf, you will never, ever see snow again. Because all you ever do is travel from nice golf course
to
nice golf course.
And that
is
private
the
plane.
Life, man. That is the life.
It's your life.
Not to mention, if you come in, like, very last place.
Yeah.
On any golf tournament, you win, I think it's at least $35,000. And
so,
the
money's insane.
You're making that to come in last place.
The money is nuts.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Ridiculous. If I could have a do-over.
Right?
Anyway, Josh on sports.
Anyway, and there was an eclipse yesterday.
Yeah. I didn't even see it, man. I didn't
I
get
know.
To see
well, probably,
a darn
we should probably
second.
Touch on the eclipse.
Yeah.
We'll do it a little. There's a ton of stuff surrounding it from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably touch about... Most of it around 7 o'clock today. I think we
real quickly. Did you get to see it at all? Did you look up to the sky?
I did.
Okay.
I did, and I did the colander trick where I brought the colander outside, and you can see this. Yeah.
Did it work, or was it like a half of a half circle?
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, and then I went back in. But I do have some observations about it, because I watched a lot of the coverage on TV yesterday, and I do want to talk about it, because I honestly have changed my opinion on the eclipse, too, because I was giving Dom so much crap about it, and I was like, I don't get it. It seems really nerdy, but...
It is still,
I've
but
changed,
it's
man.
It's cool.
I've
All
changed.
Right, okay, maybe you're a nerd now. All right, I like
it. No, I'm kind of a space nerd. what other stuff is going on today? It's National Gin and Tonic Day. Are you a gin and tonic guy?
No, but good for them. That's awesome.
This is something that you are. Happy Unicorn Day. You're a big fan of unicorns.
Yes, I love unicorns.
You have
unicorns.
That t-shirt and hip pack, which is very, very sexy.
Almost wore that today, actually.
Today would have been the one day,
dude. Perfect.
Would have been the one day.
Next year. There's always next year.
So a person has come forward in Oregon, the Powerball winner that won the $1.3 billion jackpot, and they say that they know who it is now. The ticket was purchased at a place called the Plaid Pantry convenience store, which is super cute.
They get some money,
they get a
too,
cut,
right?
Like $50,000 or something. I don't know. Look it up.
Real quickly, can I just go back for 1 second? I'm sorry. Back to National Unicorn. Did you know that unicorns are the national animal of Scotland?
Really? Of Scotland?
Of Scotland. They have a a mythical creature as their national animal.
Never on this show has anyone ever said, hey, can you wait a minute? Can I go back a second and talk about unicorns?
I had a fun fact. I'm sorry. I had a fun fact.
Hey, whoa, can we just throw the brakes on everything right now? And why? Can we put this... show in reverse.
Look, man, my brain
is the unicorn.
Useless for anything that might be important, but fun facts that have nothing
That's
to do
good.
With anything.
Thank you for that.
I got a lot up there.
All right, my buddy's from Scotland, Scotland Rob.
Scotland Rob.
I'm going to message him.
I bet
him
he would know that.
I will message him during the commercial break and wish him happy Unicorn Day.
All right, back to whatever you were talking about.
Brit! Now back to Brit. Brit is in trending this morning. They say, you know, she's in really no hurry to restart her music career, and I don't know how her money situation is right now, but. Some OnlyFans manager, I don't have the name, a manager at OnlyFans, is saying that Britney could get onto OnlyFans and make probably $100 million a year on the platform.
$100 million. But there's no way
she's given away for free on Instagram.
That's true.
Yeah.
That poor girl, man, she has been through it.
I know.
And God love her. She's been through a lot.
Something ain't right.
No.
Something ain't right. But if she were wanting to monetize that booty, they say that Britney could make probably $13 to $18 million
easily
in her first month, Josh.
Well, yeah, I mean less knife videos, dancing around with a knife and more more skin and she would make absolutely.
God, it's disgusting.
Well, think about it. There's a lot of men, I mean, probably, your age, that loved her back in the day when she
Why did you say it like that?
Well, because she's about your age, right?
Yeah.
She's
she
about
was
your
the
age
bomb.
Group. Yeah.
She was the it bomb, for sure.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
Hey, I follow her on Instagram. I see her playing with her knives.
That's, poor
and
girl, man.
Other things. Okay, so equal opportunity here from Britney to Ricky Martin. What was going on with Ricky Martin's pants?
I don't know. You tell me.
This story says that Ricky Martin was at a Madonna concert, and he embraced the Livin' La Vida Loca feel because he was sitting there in the chair, and a couple of, like, Madonna's male strippers, like, started grinding on him, essentially, and he was wearing loose-fitting pleated pants. And Ricky Martin was visibly aroused at the Madonna concert on stage in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of rubbing going on.
I mean, it's natural. I don't know, man. You know what? Good for him. Good for him.
How awkward.
Good for him.
Everyone in the front row.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know. Oh,
but
front
honestly,
row. How about the back row, too?
Honestly, I'm impressed.
No, good for him. Yeah, good for him. Good for him.
I'm impressed.
Maybe some tighter pants next time.
Maybe. Well,
or
I don't
underwear.
Know if it would have helped, honestly. Like, dude's got it going on. What else is going on?
Good for you, Ricky.
Missy Elliott is... God, they dug up Missy Elliott. She's coming to town. She's going to start off this giant concert tour at Ball Arena July 16th.
Hey.
With Busta Rhymes, Ciara, and Timbaland.
She's got that one song that everybody knows where she, you know, flips the verse and she actually says it back.
Yeah.
It's not just gibberish, though. She actually says it backwards.
It's not just gibberish.
Well, you know, you'd think... That's tough to do. That's tough to say something backwards.
Missy in the I have a 1-2 step with
that's a good song.
Ciara.
That's Russ's wife, right?
I think so.
Russell Wilson.
Is that the same one?
Broncos legend.
Anyway, I'm going to play it. Russell I'll play it here, coming up here in a second.
Yeah.
We'll play some Missy Elliott. Why not? do you recall everything that went on with Morgan Wallen? Can you recap that? Or
I can, yeah. Last night, he let the liquor talk. We play that song, and I believe it was two nights ago now.
This is song, right?
He was pretty intoxicated, word on the street is, decided that it would be a good idea to throw a chair off, I believe, a fifth or third floor balcony.
Sixth. You were
sixth.
Way off.
Oh,
you were
my
way
gosh.
Off. Eric She's, Church's new bar.
Eric Church's bar. Yeah,
in
it was Eric
Nashville?
Church. Which, how awkward is this? He's making his own bar. Like, it's in Nashville. It's going to be on the strip there. Has his own bar. And it's like, you shouldn't even be in charge of that, man. He can't handle his liquor. Mm-mm. And he's doing all these bad mistakes. And so, you know, we all know the big blow up that he had last time. Well, now he's throwing chairs off balconies.
So this chair, from what I understand, flew off the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And landed, like, right next to two police officers.
Which, come
like,
on,
what
dude.
Are the odds, you know?
Pick your battles, man. And so, yeah, he got arrested, and yeah. I don't know what else happened. I mean, it's probably just, what, public intoxication at that point?
Or
endangering...
He got hit with a few charges.
Endangering citizens.
$15,000 in bail money.
Poor guy.
The memes are going crazy now this morning.
He looks so happy in his mugshot, which is so bad, but he's just smiling like, I'm going to be here for 10 more minutes, and then I'm hitting bail.
Charged with three felonies, and not a single one of them was for that haircut, said somebody.
Poor guy.
But yeah, don't throw chairs off a rooftop.
You could have killed somebody. I mean, really, if a chair hits someone in the head, you could have absolutely killed somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not
horrible.
Smart, man.
That's horrible. Is there anything else I want to tell you that's going on? No. I'm going to save some of this stuff for later. I think we can jump to the clickbait.
Clickbait.
We get to Missy Elliott as well. We have a Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB if you'd like to follow us along. We also have an Instagram page. I never pimped that. I do a lot on Instagram. It's Shut Up Jeremy on Instagram. And what's your Instagram, Josh?
I'm Joshua Owen.
Joshua Owen on
IG. Give me a follow. I do a lot of fun stuff as well.
Yeah, make sure you follow us on the socials. We post a lot of fun stuff. Clickbait this morning, though. There's two things that you can check out. There's a video that's gone viral online of a guy unboxing one of Amazon's tiny homes. I didn't know if you knew this, but you can actually buy a $20,000 tiny home.
I've seen this.
On Amazon. So this guy did a complete unboxing video of it.
The funniest part, really quickly, is that it comes... So we all know the Amazon boxes, right? The little smile thing right there, but they're tiny. It comes in a giant one of that. It's a
Really?
I don't think it's actually cardboard, but it looks like a giant cardboard box with the smile right there, the Amazon logo.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious. So he unboxed it right there, and there's the massive cardboard
That's
Amazon
cool.
box.
Yeah. Well played, Amazon.
It's
well
good.
Played. So that video is on there, and if you're dying to see Ricky Martin aroused at the Madonna concert, I may or may not have posted that video on our Facebook, too. Please don't report us. That is on our clickbait. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Josh, did you have any more fun facts about unicorns before we play Missy Elliott?
They don't exist. That's the other fun fact.
All right.